Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Kennedy, and you tune in today because you're sick of trying every fad diet under the sun and training yourself into the ground without seeing any results. That's why I'm here, to share the most effective ways to eat and train for sustainable and real results. What's up, legends? Welcome back to this week's bonus episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. It's going to be short and it's going to be sweet, and hopefully it's something that you are able to implement and take some value from, add it into your daily routine and in particular your morning routine, because what I'm going to do today is share with you my tips to winning your day every single day. So making sure that you are better than what you were yesterday. And if you haven't listened to the episode I did with Brad Lee recently, his five factors to success, number five was always making sure you're better than what you were the day before. And I'm a huge believer in that. And it's something that I think everybody can take control over, because we know in terms of stress and anxiety and things that we worry about, that there is no point worrying about things that you can't control. But what you can control is the actions that you take every single morning to set yourself up for a positive day, for a successful day, and a day full of gratitude and just making sure that you progress and as I said, be better than what you were the day before. So this is just my morning routine, I guess, and some little things that I've found helpful in terms of making sure that I do take control and that I set myself up for a day full of productivity, full of, I guess positivity as well, and I think when I am in a positive mindset and when I am in a motivated mindset before I even leave the house, the likelihood of me getting shit done that day is a lot higher. So first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, and this is something that I'm trying to get better at, is I don't check social media. I try really hard not to check social media as soon as I wake up. The first thing I do is I get out of bed and go and have a glass of water to try and rehydrate. Now, you're probably thinking, what the hell has this got to do with your mentality? But you are so dehydrated by the time you wake up that you may as well get on top of it nice and early, try and rehydrate. So I'll have 1 to 2 glasses of water to make sure that I'm already starting that rehydration process. Once I have done that, the next thing I'll do is I'll get out my phone, I'll go into my Headspace app, or if I don't want to use Headspace, I'll just find something on YouTube or whatever it may be, and I'll do anywhere between 5 and 10 minutes of meditation. Now, this can change up between guided meditation, unguided, it could be a gratitude meditation, it can be a number of different things. And if you haven't used the Headspace app, then I would highly recommend checking that out, because, rewind, let's say, 18 to 24 months ago, I would be the last person on the planet to do meditation. I can barely sit still for more than 30 bloody seconds, but I can honestly say that meditating daily, because I've been doing it every single day now for nearly 2 years, has made a huge difference in my life and had a massive impact on my mindset, my productivity, and what I've been able to achieve and get done throughout the day, throughout the weeks, and throughout the year. So there, the meditation is a big part of my morning routine now. So I get up, have my glasses of water, do my 5 to 10 minutes of meditation. As soon as I'm finished that, I go to my diary, and you guys might have a notepad or just a piece of paper, whatever it may be, and I write down my goals for that day. So I'll usually write down 3 goals. They can be as big or as small as you like. I like to revisit my yearly goals as well, or my short and long-term goals whenever I've set them, whether you set them at the start of the year or whether it's something you do monthly or you've just had a goal for a long period of time. I revisit that, make sure that I have small steps in place to make sure that I can actually achieve it, because it's all well and good to say you have this huge goal, but if you have no idea how you're going to get there, then that's all it will ever be. It'll just be a goal. So I make sure that I have the small steps, and that's what these daily goals are, the weekly goals, the monthly goals. They're all going towards a bigger outcome, but it's the small efforts done well, consistently done well, is what's going to give you that maximum result in the end. So write down my goals for the day, and I just find that it's helping me be more productive, because I then revisit those in the evening to make sure that I've done them for that day. And if I haven't done them, I'll put a cross next to it and I'll add them to the list for the next day. And you'll find that your productivity increases massively. And just being aware of what you're actually doing, or maybe what you're not doing, can make a massive difference in the productivity and how much you actually get done. And sometimes the realization that you aren't getting enough done because you're not putting in enough of the work, or you're not consistently doing the work. So that's the next thing I do. After that, I'll usually have, whatever supplements I'm having at the time, which at the moment is very little, usually a multivitamin, a probiotic, if I'm using creatine, I'll have that. And then I have my breakfast. Now, we could have a whole conversation, and I'm sure I've had shitloads of conversations on the podcast about nutrition and my approach, but regardless of what your approach is, in the end of the day, it does come down to your calorie intake for that day, whether you're in a deficit, a surplus, or in maintenance. But for me, even when I'm in a deficit, I always have breakfast. It's a great start to the day for me. I like to go in to work with a full stomach, and I don't really get a chance to have a break till a little bit later in the day. So for me, it's essential. So making sure that I make some wise decisions with my first meal of the day, getting in plenty of protein, usually a lot of carbs and some fats as well. Try and get in some fruit. From there, I'll have my coffee or some form of caffeine, and then I'll go into work. And on the way into work, what I've been doing lately, and this seems a little bit, it seems a little bit cheesy, I guess, but on the way into work, I'll kind of mentally go over three things every time on the way to work that I'm extremely grateful for. And look, I don't know. This is something that, like I said, I've picked this up from a number of different people that I've listened to on podcasts in terms of gratitude and just making sure that you're thinking more so about what you currently have and not what you want. So obviously our goals are things that we want, and that's awesome, and you should always be aware of that. But I think a lot of the time you get caught in the trap of just focusing on what you don't have instead of focusing on what you do have. And it can be something as simple as the fact that I'm lucky enough to even be driving in my own car to work, or that I've been able to wake up under a roof and have a good breakfast before I go into work. And I just find my mindset is so much better when I get into work for that day. And also I feel so productive, even though I haven't really done anything per se, unless after I've finished up, if I've got some time, I may do some emails, or I'll usually eventually put up a story on my Instagram, whether it be about some nutrition or a client video or something like that. So I do start to use social media after I've got through that routine, and I do check my phone and my emails. It's just a habit. And for me, if I know I've got emails there, I find it very hard to not respond or not look at them when I know they're there. So it's definitely something that I do want to get better at. I would love to get to the point where I don't check any social media or emails at all until later in the day. And I think that would really help my mindset a lot, but at the moment that's not the case. But yeah, I just find that once I get in, I feel productive. I feel like I've achieved something already. Some people get that feeling from just making their bed before they leave, and if that's you, then that's awesome. But give this a try. Give the meditation, the goal setting, the gratitude a try, and see how it affects you. Do it over the span of a couple of weeks. Don't just try it for a couple of days. Do it over the span of a couple of weeks and see if it has any difference or has any impact on your mindset, on your productivity at work, your mood throughout the day, and even your motivation and I guess your accountability and sticking to your goals and being consistent with what you're trying to achieve. So as I mentioned, very short episode. Hopefully it's effective. There will be another episode this week, and it's going to be a cracker. Can't wait to record it. And you guys will hear that in the very next episode. So if you're listening to it before it's come out, hope you're looking forward to it. If you're listening to it once it's out, go and listen to it now. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you have taken some value from this, even though it's been short, feel free to take a screenshot, post it on your Instagram story, tag myself, or tag me. That'd probably make more sense instead of saying myself. So tag me. I'd love to get some feedback, and hopefully someone else can benefit from this episode as well. Thanks so much, guys. Have an awesome day.